We are learning Masechtas Brachos Daf Chavav Amud Beis, and we're starting at the top of the Amud. Torah continuing with the halachas of Tashlumim. Again, we learned the halachas of Tashlumim Av, that if you miss a tefillah ba'oynis, you're allowed to make it up on the next tefillah. And on the next tefillah, the way it works is, the first davening is for the chayva of that time, and then the second one is for Tashlumim of the one from before. Torah Rabbanon. Tov lo yispala mincha b'erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, if you got daven mincha, he's rushing and he missed it, and it was an oynis, something came around before Shabbos, wife asked him to do something, and he missed mincha. So what do you do? Mispah b'leil Shabbos shtayim. Daven two mairis. Now, the chiddush of this is, even though you're not davening a mincha erev Shabbos shmenesrei, you're davening two mairiv of Shabbos shmenesrei, but it still works. It still works as a tefillah, because the mefarshim say, including Tosfos explains this really, that really, when you daven Shemin Esrei, you have to Shabbos also chayv Shemin Esrei. Just Chazal said that it's covered Shabbos, you can shorten it. So here, you daven Shemin Esrei. Chazal said it's covered Shabbos, you can shorten it. So you can daven two times, no problem. And the opposite case, on you forgot Mincha on Shabbos, you overslept, and you missed Mincha, you asked someone to wake you up, so it's an oinus. Tov lo yispal Mincha b'Shabbos, mispal b'motzu Shabbos time. You can daven Shachol. You can daven Motzei Shabbos two tefillah shachol, even though it's Mincha Shabbos. You're not saying Ata Echa v'Shem Echa, but still, again, we said really a tefillah shachol belongs on Shabbos, so you daven two shachol. Now, which one do you say Ata Chanan Tanu in? So we said the first tefillah is always the chayva. So Mavdil v'Rishayin, you say Ata Chanan Tanu in the first one, ve'ina Mavdil v'Shniyah, and you don't make Havdol, you don't say Ata Chanan Tanu in the second one, because the first one is the tefillah for Mayim, the other one's for Shabbos. Im Hivdil v'Shniyah, let's say you did it the opposite, you Mavdil v'Shniyah, v'lo Hivdil v'Rishayin. And you were mavdal b'rishayna, shniya also loy, rishayna loy also loy. The first one doesn't work. So the Gemara thinks pshat is right now, it doesn't work the first one because you've got to say atachan tanu, so that you were in yaitza. So the second one becomes now your tefillah of chayva, because you have to daven over, comes your tefillah of chayva, and therefore that yaitza, we still have to say atashlumim. And Rashi says the reason why the second one is also for his chayva, not for his tashlumim, Rashi says, because since I said atachan tanu, and I'm showing that that's my tefillah of Ma'ariv, not my tefillah of Mincha on Shabbos. Freik the Rishash and the Mashah, that I have a better reason why the second one can't be the tashlumim, because I never had a chayva. Tashlumim only works after a chayva, and the chayva wasn't good. So that's the Mashah's kasha. Zok the Rishash, Mashah says, k'shmak pshat. He says that to have that din, that you're diving the tashlumim after a chayva, that's enough to be called a chayva for that. You know, I've got a tachan tanu. That's enough to be called a chayva. That's if he wants a taina, and therefore we call tashlum. And the only reason it's not a tashlum is because I showed that I'm saying a tachan tanu. I'm showing I don't want that for tashlumim. I want that for the ma'ariv. Al kaponim, what does it say over here? That the first one, you're not yoytze, because I missed havdalah. And the second one, I'm yoytze for the ma'ariv. Great, the Gemara, the main road, the kimin loy avdu b'kamaisa, command loy tzolidam, you tell me, because I forgot havdalah in the first one, so I'm at yoytze. Right? If you get at the chantanu on Motzei Shabbos, so yoytze at Meir? So Gemara says, not yoytze Meir, if you get at the chantanu, you have to have an over. Great, the Gemara, madrin leber, aminu, I'm going to ask you a kasha, it's not true. If anyone thought that wasn't true, they're right. It's not true. But I mean, tov lo hiski gvuras kasham and tchias meis. If you get to say mashu baruch mer negeshem, or of a shayel brichas hashonim, or if you get to say saint halamot lo bracha, machzir noisa. You have to go back, repeat shmei asra. Havdolah b'chayin adas, ein machzir noisa. You don't go back. Reshi yachol oim alakais, because you say it alakais. So what's behind this whole gemara, this whole Torah Rabbanan, shver? So the gemara kasha, shver. Now don't say tiyufta, it says kasha. So the Rosh speaks out, it's not a tiyufta. Because you can say, you're right, you don't have to repeat Shemin Esrei if I forget Atachan Tanu. Why here are you only going to one tefillah? Dr. Rosh, since the first one I didn't say Atachan Tanu, and the second one I did say Atachan Tanu, it looks like that I had das do Tashlumim first, and then the Chayiv a second, and that's wrong order, you're not Yoytzeh. Therefore you're not Yoytzeh the first tefillah, because I tried to do the first tefillah of Tashlumim. That's what comes in. Not because I forgot Atachan Tanu, because it looks like I tried the first tefillah of Tashlumim. That's what Rosh says. What?
What's the difference? What's the order you do?
That's the halacha. You have to daven the chayva first. The whole takana of tashlum was the daven the chayva first, tashlum afterwards. Then it's ma'akev. You can't do it the other way.
Isn't that like Rashi?
What?
That's
what Rashi. Yeah, it's not exactly the same thing. Because still the Gemara is before you claw it. When you have to learn the Gemara, Gemara's master, the reason the first one's not good is because you forgot the chantanu. That's the master from the Gemara. Gemara has a kash, but a minu. Rashi just spoke out the Gabbai second tefillah, only the Gabbai second tefillah. But here he's saying, even the Gabbai first tefillah, you could say it was for tashlumim, that's really not Yitzchak. I did it for the tashlumim. That's the Hisafah of the Rosh. So the Gemara Vayta. Now we're going to go into the Kana of tefillah. That even though we know it's Machlokes Rambam and Ramban, if tefillah is the Raisa, the Rambam learns, says, Avatam Hashem Alakechem v'chol avavcha, that Avatam Hazeh Avayda Shevalev, Avatam Hashem Alakechem, that tefillah is the Raisa. The Ramban holds tefillah the Rabbanon. But even if he holds the Raisa, tefillah the Raisa just means I have to daven to Hashem, give some svach to Hashem and say, Hashem, please give me panosa, and boom, you davened already. The Anshei Knesset Israel came in a later day. They saw people didn't know how to daven anymore. They didn't know how to talk the shiva, so they made Ashkenaz Israel only happen with Ezra. It only happened after the first Beis Mikdash. They were second tefillah. The whole first Beis Mikdash didn't daven from Ezra. They davened their own tefillahs. And when it came Ashkenaz Israel, they were second the tefillah we call Shemana Ezra, and then later it landed up being Tisha Ezra, landed up being 19 brachas. But the Gemara says that really, but the tefillahs really were masakin was either keneged karbonos or by the avos. Doesn't mean the lashon of the tefillah; it means the time of tefillahs were already takana earlier by the avos. According to one man the Amma, according to other man the Amma, it was by Anshei Knesset Israel keneged the karbonos. Itmar, Rav Yitzchak Amar, tefillahs avos tiknon. The tefillahs, the three tefillahs a day, the avos were masakin the tefillahs. Rabbi Shmuel Levi Amar, Tefillah is connected to Tamidim Tiknon. They were Masakin, the Tefillah is connected to the Tamidim of the day. Tanya Kavaseh Dereis Rechanina. There's a Bryce like Rabbi Yisrael Rechanina that says that the Ovis will Masakin the three Tefillahs. But Tanya Kavaseh Dereis Shmuel Levi, who says that the Tefillahs were Masukin, connected the Tamidim, the Tomach HaShachar, Tomach HaMabayim of every day. Tanya Kavaseh Dereis Rechanina. Avram tikin tefillah shachas. Avram was sakin tefillah shachas. Shneim, it says in the pasuk, "Vayashkim Avram ba'boker la'mokim asher omad sham." He said he went. He woke up in the morning to the place where he just was standing. What does amida mean? Amida means davening. When amida el tefillah shneim, vayamoid pinchos vayifalol. So you see, it's a lashon tefillah, and it says vayashkim Avram ba'boker. So you see that Avram was sakin shachas. Yitzchak tikin tefillah minchas. Shneim, vayetsi Yitzchak suach basad lifnois erev before erev. And it says lo suach, but ain't sicha el tefila. Sicha means tefila. Shneimah tefila lo oni kiyata fnei Hashem. For Hashem yishpeich sicha. I pour my tefila. So you see, sicha means tefila, and says vayitzes yitzchak lo suach basada. And Yaakov tikkun tefilas arve. Shneimah v'yifka v'malka v'yolon sham. He reached the place and he slept in. V'yifka is loshon of tefila. V'im bekiya el tefila. Shneimah says in a pasuk in Yirmiyahu va'ata. Al tespal ba'adam. Hashem tells him, don't daven for the Amazev. Al tisa ba'adam rina v'tfila. Al tifka bi. Ki einini shemeya yisrach. I'm not listening to you. So the pasuk says, al tifka bi, it's his loshon tfila. So that's the three tfilas of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's a brayso like a brayso v'chanina. And it's a brayso like a b'shuva ben Levi. Tanya kavasi di b'shuva ben Levi. Pema omru tfilas ha-shachar ad chatzois. Why is tfilas ha-shachar to chatzois? This is a brayso says, this is going to Tanakama. Because Tanakama holds, he let him makriv of the Talmud Shal Shachar until Chatzos. For Talmud Shal Shachar, Korah v'hoylech ha-Chatzos. You're allowed to be makriv of the Talmud Shal Shachar until Chatzos. Rabbi Yudai, ma'ad Arba Shois. He holds, you're only allowed to be makriv of the Talmud Shal Shachar until Arba Shois. And Yishalmi has a drush of it, because it says, Ba'boiker, we learn from the month, Ba'boiker means the morning. For Talmud Shal Shachar, Korah v'hoylech ha-Arba Shois. So that's Mechalikis, in Brayis, we know Mechalikis, Yehuda Rabbanim until Chatzos until four Shois. And you see, it's totally in the Talmud Shal Shachar. Or play my omru tefillas ha-mincha ad erev. Why tefillas ha-mincha until the evening? Sha'arei, Talmud Shal Be'abayim, karo v'hoylech ad erev. Talmud Be'abayim is karo v'hoylech until erev. Rabbi Yehuda, no, ad plaga mincha. That mincha goes connected to Talmud Shal Be'abayim. And Talmud Shal Be'abayim, you're only allowed to be makriv until plaga mincha. Sha'arei, Talmud Shal Be'abayim, karo v'hoylech ad plaga mincha. And we'll see soon what plaga mincha is exactly. It sounds literally means half the mincha until half the mincha. Prema on tefillas erev ein lekev. Why does tefillas marav the whole night? Shrei varum upedarim shleis aklu beerev kraven v'holchen kol ayla. Because the evarim from the oila and the pedarim from the other kabbalas that didn't get consumed by the fire by the evening, you still have to be makriv the whole entire night. Why himself in the whole day? So he comes himself and karav kol yom. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, they only had sheva shoyes. Only let daven mincha. Only musaf until sheva shoyes, which would mean until a half hour after Zman Minchal, if you want Lashon of Ad, or maybe just until Chatzais. Why? Because Kar Musav, you are Makriv until Shavah Shoyis. Everything corresponds Mamish to the Kabbanis. Everything Mamish corresponds to the Kabbanis. And the Brayta just ends off, Ve'ezu Mincha Gedayla. What's Mincha Gedayla? Mincha Gedayla, Lashon Gedayla means I have the whole day to say. Mincha Gedayla. So what's Mincha Gedayla? M'shei Shoyis Mechzvel Maila. From 6.5 hours and on. That means it doesn't go from Chatzos. It's a half hour after Chatzos. And this is Machlokes Rishonim, why you have to wait for a half hour after Chatzos. Rashi over here sounds like because the sun only starts moving after a half hour after Chatzos. It starts going towards the setting position. But the whole, that the hour from 5.5 to 6.5, it stays in one place in the middle of the sky. That's what Rashi learns over here. So it comes at Medina, I can't daven mincha before a half hour. Rashi Yimsachim is mashma, more the vart is that it's a suffix. It's a suffix. It's within suffix that the half hour, we're not sure when Chatzos is, we wait a half hour till we daven mincha. But in any case, mincha dom she shoyis of mechatzav l'mayelo, ve'ezim mincha ketana, what's the mincha ketana, which is really corresponds more to Tomash ben Abayim, metez shoyis of mechatzav l'mayelo, after 9.5 hours. What's the reason? Because the Tomid shel ben Abayim, you only makriv it after 9.5 hours, and therefore, that's why mincha ketana is from 9.5 hours. And the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch also brings down lechatchila you should daven mincha ketana, not mincha gedoyla, because that's the optimal time, because that's kenega the talmud shabein abayim. Ma'aseh minig ha'olam is to daven mincha gedoyla, k'mavoyim. But the mechaber does bring down shetzah. That's why chassidim taka a lot of them don't daven mincha gedoyla for this reason, like the mechaber that you should daven dafka closer to mincha, and if I care it for them, they have rayas that's better to daven closer to the evening, even closer to tzeis is better. The closer daven to tzeis, the better it is. So, to Gemara Vayta. Now, I'm going to clarify Rabbi Huda's shita. Huda said plag ha mincha, half the mincha. Now, we said it's mincha gedoyla, mincha ketana. So, what do we mean? Half mincha gedoyla or half mincha ketana? Because mincha gedoyla means there's 5.5 hours left to the day. Split 5.5 hours in half, it's 2.75 hours. 2.75 hours plus 6.5 comes out to 9.25. So does it mean to daven say, ad only kadaven, ad plaga mincha, which means until 9.25? That's what I mean. Ad plaga mincha 9.25. We'll see, but ad v'chlal, but maybe until 9.25. Or it means half a mincha ketana, which means half a 2.5, which means 1.25. So half a mincha ketana, we stuff 9.5, 1.25 is 10.75. So I could have until 10.75. So that will be the Shaila de Gemara. Aboya luhum. Rabbi Yehuda, plag mincha kama kama, oi, plag mincha achreina kama. Does he mean the plag mincha of the split up 5.5 hours, or does it mean you split up the 2.5 hours? You should know, the other Ashrayim that learn the Gemara a little bit different, Ayin de Rebbeinu Yoina, that they teach the mincha kama, mincha kren a little bit different. But this is the way we're teaching like Rashi. That's the shayla. Do we have a mincha gedol or have a mincha ketan? Toshima, the tanya, rido imer, plaga mincha achroin amru. And what is that? V'hiu, yud alav shayis chasar revia. It's 11 hours minus a quarter, which is 10.75. So that's where we do the shita of plaga mincha. Plaga mincha means 10.75 shayis manias after Shkia, after Nates, let's go with that. After Nates, that's the Pasha, after Nates. So, to Gemara Vaita. Now, we just had a Braisa, a first Braisa, how exactly the times of the Shachris and the Tikkun of Shachris, Mincha, Mayrav is after the Tomid of Shanabayim, the Kabbanis. Isn't that a Tiyufta on Jesu Rechanina? Neymar, to have a Tiyufta Reis Rechanina. Maybe it should be a Kasha on Reis Rechanina. So, the obvious question is, what do you mean? Reis Rechanina had a Braisa for himself also. He had a Braisa for himself also. Like, your Braisa is better than my Braisa? Maybe my Braisa is a steer on your Braisa. Like, what's going on? Tufta. So the Tzlach already asked the Kasha and others. And Tzlach says that if you look at the Braisa Reis Rechanina, it doesn't say that our Shachris and our Mincha and our Musav is connected, that Avraham Avinu was a sack in that. Just as Avraham Avinu daven Shachris. Maybe daven for himself. Who says it was the Kana for us? So therefore, that Braisa is not such a good Raya. Mashenkin, this Braisa is a first Braisa for us that we daven our Shachris connected the Kabbanis. That's why maybe Shabbat Tufta the Reis Rechanina. Omlach Reis Rechanina, loyal memelach, Tulas always teknu. You can still say about the obvious Mosak and Tfilo. Vas Mechinu Rabbana Kabbanis. The Rabbana made a smachta onto Kabbanis. If that's not true, Tefillas Musaf is between the man Takna. What do you do with Tefillas Musaf? There's no obvious in that. There was no obvious for Tefillas Musaf. There only are three obvious. There's no obvious for Musaka Musaf. Ella, Tefillas obvious Tiknum. They were Musaka and Tefillas. But Smechin Rabbana Kabbanas. Once the obvious were Musaka and Tefillah, the man is Smachta Kabbanas. And therefore, the price is not Shveh. And that's also why we have also Tefillas Musaf.